Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to another edition of Family Answer Man. Anybody else getting tired of that intro? It's starting to get a little old to me. We've got to come up with some new stuff. Any creative listeners we have out there who want to present me with some nicer sounding intro or a little bit of variation, please feel free to do so. You can communicate with me at Family Answer Man on Facebook. You can friend us. Friend the show, Family Answer Man, and let's take a listen to what you have. Also, you can submit any of your questions there. Lines are now open for anyone who has any questions on the topics we're talking about tonight, which is spanking, but you can also call about any other topics relating to family, parenting, kids, and such like that. Phone number is 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. Show airs Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Now comes the disclaimer. This is an educational show designed to answer questions and discuss topics relating to family, parenting, children's issues, other kinds of relationships, but it is not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. So, if you are in need of therapy, this show is not designed for that. The show is not therapy, so I want to make sure everybody knows that, so you don't get mad at me and say, well, how come you weren't there when I needed to call you? If you do really want to see me, you can call the office and make an appointment. You can contact the show directly, either through Family Answer Man on Facebook, or office phone number is 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. A little bit about me, for those of you who haven't heard the show before. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice for a little over 20 years in Southern California. In addition to my private practice, I run parenting workshops throughout the area and further, if necessary. I do parenting. I do couples workshops as well. Also work with adolescents in juvenile hall. Spend a lot of time dealing with high school age kids, helping them gain some direction and goals and such in their lives. So, if you have any questions about those kinds of things, feel free to call the show, 855-279-3758, or you can submit your questions directly at Family Answer Man. Make sure to like Family Answer Man and submit your questions there if you want to remain anonymous with your questions. Even though your name is on the Facebook, I will not mention your name. Let's see, what else about me? That's pretty much it. You can also listen, by the way, to previous episodes. We have a lot of good previous episodes, in my opinion, if you could anyway, at blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. Once again, go to blogtalkradio, all together, blogtalkradio.com/jfitter, and you can listen to any of the shows on various topics. We've had them on, gosh, a bunch of different things. Interesting one on sexting. Got a lot of good feedback on that. On changing, trying to change people from dating to marriage. The success of that. Some good things for if you have teens who are dating or engaged or kids or if you are, just kind of a different perspective on that. As well as other ones we have on, I forget all the topics. But feel free to call the show. Now, once again, 855, that's toll free, by the way, 855-279-3758. I think I mentioned the show airs Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to probably be moving the time to an earlier time in the near future. I just have to get my schedule squared away to be able to do that. It's just not at this moment. We have to change around a lot of my work schedule to be able to do that, other commitments I have. But that way people throughout the country can call the show and not have to wait till 11 p.m. at night to do so. So it is available. Time will be changing. And if when you like the show there on Family Answer Man, you will be notified of the time changes. So when the show does go to an earlier time, you'll be able to take a look and get that information right up front as soon as we do it. I want to talk a little bit about spanking, kind of a controversial topic. Some people think that's the only way to parent children. Others are of the opinion that, you know, you should never spank and it's harmful and such like that. But I want to just look at some of the reality perspectives of it. A lot of you, including myself, grew up where there was spanking. Okay, I remember, you know, being spanked as a kid. Wasn't much fun. One of the things that I will often, you know, that I often find with parents who do spank is that some of them tend to spank a lot. And I'll see some parents who, you know, they'll be spanking their kids two or three times a week. And the question I always have about that is, if it works, if spanking really worked that well, why do you have to keep doing it? I mean, I would think that if a particular method was successful, you wouldn't have to continue to do the same thing over and over again. And that's what a lot of parents do. They get in this thing of, you know, spanking. This is the way I handle everything. No matter what goes wrong, I'll spank my child. So you have to consider that. Did it, and for those of you who maybe who went through even might say an abusive childhood where you were spanked all the time, ask yourself honestly, did it really help, or did it just create a fear on your part of a particular parent who did it, or a desire to hide things better so that your parents wouldn't find out about it so you wouldn't get spanked? And another issue related to that, you probably can already guess the direction I'm leaning toward this, is think about for a moment. I ask my child to do something, and they say no, I'm not going to do it. They don't listen to my direction, and I'm the parent. They're not listening to me. So you're going to get a spanking for doing that. So now my child goes to school, and they tell their friend, let me have the basketball, I want to shoot some hoops. Friend says, no, I'm going to do it. Okay, so how did I learn how to get what I wanted from home? Because remember, we did it until we talked about role modeling. Well, according to my role modeling, if I hit you, if I hurt you, you will do what I want you to do. And so often when you see kids who get in trouble for bullying, for doing things they shouldn't do, hitting other kids and things like that, you find a very high correlation with those kids between that behavior and them getting spanked a lot or even beyond that at home. So it does basically, it's a problem-solving skill, the way kids begin to see it. They begin to see it as, I want what I want, and if I'm not getting it, this is how I'm going to do it. And the only way I really know how is the same way my parents get me to do what they want me to do. And that is, if I don't do it, I get spanked. So, and then, you know, but there are people who will use the old, you know, a phrase from the Bible, referencing spare the rod, spoil the child. And there's different interpretations to that. You know, a lot of the parents who spank a lot will say, see, that's the rod. That's the rod that I'm going to use to get my kids to do what I want. But I think the idea of it more is the idea of like a shepherd's rod. to guide your children. So we are to guide our children, not to say I'm just going to hit them until I get what I want. You know, as I talked about before in differentiating between discipline and punishment, I find that parents have a lot more success when they can reward positive behaviors, encourage kids, as opposed to just waiting for them to do something wrong and going for the spanking. Kind of like the old saying, you know, you get more with the carrot or the stick. In referencing a carrot, you know, you're leading something. The horse is going toward the carrot that they want, or the stick to beat the horse to get it to go where you want. And it's a lot less energy when using the carrot. So there's so many other techniques and things that I work with parents and that I have found over the last 20 some odd years when they have looked at broadening things a bit as far as ways to handle when things aren't going well and to create reinforcements for the kids and things like that. I'm not saying a parent should never spank their child, that there may be circumstances that would warrant it. But what I'm saying is when it becomes a all-purpose thing, he didn't do his homework, give him a spanking. He talked back to you, give him a spanking. He came home late, give him a spanking. You know, it's not going to accomplish what you're trying to get out of this. Another area, a lot of us adults have anger management issues, okay? I mean, we get pissed off, we get upset about things, and sometimes we lose our temper. If you fall into that category, then under no circumstances should you ever spank your child, because you're not going to be in control. You're angry, you're going to lash out, and you're going to most likely do something that you're going to regret, either something that you feel bad about because you ended up hurting your child, or something that the child's going to go to school the next day and the teacher's going to call CPS because the child's got marks all over them, which they're mandated to do, they're required to do. You know, so if you have an anger management problem, believe me, prison is filled with people who have anger management problems because they got upset about something and they went too far. They didn't wake up that morning and say, I think I'm going to go to jail today. But they had anger management issues, and as a result of their anger management issues, they went and they reacted and lashed out about something, either toward an adult, a spouse, a child, or somebody. So if that's an issue for you, you know that you lose your temper, spanking should not be an option for you. Know that if I do it, I'm probably going to go too far, and I'm going to be sorry for it and regret it. So, you know, in summation, understand that marks on a child nowadays, it's not like it used to be, where, you know, in your home, you could do what you wanted to do. They're your children. It doesn't work that way. Nowadays, you take a child to the doctor for a checkup. They see anything wrong with them. Your child goes to school and complains about something. Your child goes to school and says, my dad hit me last night. Look at this sore I have on my arm. They're going to call CPS. And once that happens, that is a nightmare you don't want to be involved in. I work with a lot of parents who are involved with CPS. And once they start overseeing, they step in, they can decide whether you can have your child. They can decide how many hoops you have to jump through before you get your child back. They can show up at your house whenever they want and do inspections and talk to your kids at school and find out, you know, what's going on. It's no fun. So take some time and learn some other techniques. Take some time to realize that just because that's the way I was brought up, that's the way I was treated, that does not mean that that's the best way to go. Use the positive skills, the helpful skills that you learned from your parents. Use those in your life, whether it be at work or home, as a spouse, as a parent. But that doesn't mean everything you got from your parents was the best thing. be able to say, you know what, this was not a good option. This was not a good thing that they did. And I didn't like the way they did it. So what I'm saying is look at parenting. Spanking is not this all-encompassing thing that makes everything okay. Because like I said before, if it did, you wouldn't have to see people doing it over and over again. Spanking is something that used sparingly can be successful, can be helpful, along with other things, along with other kinds of discipline, consequences for specific behaviors, along with rewards and reinforcing behavior in our children. But don't start relying on it, because I'll tell you, you're going to head down a path you're not going to be happy with down the road when you start having complaints from school because your child's bullying or hurting other kids, or when you start getting CPS knocking at your door. So give it a good thought. And once again, if anger management is something you struggle with, if you got a bad temper, it's a definite no. Okay, that is it for this episode of Family Answer Man. Once again, feel free to get any more information or send any of your questions to Family Answer Man on Facebook. Phone number office is 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. And go to blogtalkradio.com/jfitter to listen to all the episodes. Good stuff. Have a good evening. Good night.